Yeah.
Hi, hello, good afternoon, sir. This is Walter speaking from the Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. How are you?
Pennsylvania what?
Pennsylvania Surveys. I'm conducting, which is a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Will you have a few minutes to help us out?
How long is it going to take?
A few minutes. I'll try to go as fast as I can. Is that okay?
Hurry up, because I was getting ready to walk out the door.
Okay, no worries. Now, I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other
offices? I vote every time. We vote city and state and local. And I vote all the time.
You will vote. You will definitely vote, correct?
Yeah.
And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
No, I voted for Joe Biden.
Representing everybody, mass, your race, white, African, Hispanic, Asian, Native, mixed, other, don't know, or refuse to say?
Black. American.
White American. Okay.
No,
and may I know
black.
What your race? Oh, black.
How did you hear that?
Black American? Oh, okay.
No, what?
No worries. And may I know what is your age?
I'm 69.
69. Perfect. Now, I'm thinking about your approach to political issues. Would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, or somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm liberal to the left of liberal.
Very liberal. Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the countries headed in general, speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
You mean because Biden's president?
Well, in general, so far, at this point?
I mean, well, he's the leader of this country, so.
Very satisfied.
I mean, it's better than it would be with under Trump. So, of course,
okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Now I'm going to read, which is a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and the Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, and 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay? Now I'll start with the protecting, which is the Social Security and Medicare. 0 to 10? Oh, don't know.
10.
10. Fantastic. What about reducing, which is crime and gun violence?
9.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy?
8.
There's 8. What about making housing more affordable?
8.
There'll be 8. And protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
That will be a 10. Fantastic. Now, did you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? If it is strongly or somewhat strongly of the job that Joe Biden is doing as a president, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or refuse to say? Don't know.
Strongly approve.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate, which is your feelings towards some people and organization using, which is a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and affordable towards them. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unaffordable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you may feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Okay, now I'm going to start with the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
Oh, wow.
How much? 80?
No, give them 55. They're not doing good.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
She gets to 80.
In 80? And Democrats in Congress?
80.
80? Awesome. Now, I want to read you, which is a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate, which is on a scale of 0 to 10, how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10, right? We'll start with preventing, which is underage tobacco use. What do you think, 0 to 10? How do you feel?
10.
What about reducing of opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
Well,
how much?
I said 12, but it's 10.
It's 10, of course. Now, removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
10.
10. What about banning different tobacco products for adults?
10.
10. Fantastic. Now, it is really illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering to do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government or the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over. And it is that strongly or just somewhat strongly? How do you actually support? Strongly, somewhat opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Opposed.
No, I want them to ban, you said ban this stuff, right?
It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So, no, actually, I'm trying to see if it's, do you actually support this strongly or it's something,
I do support it strongly.
Okay, perfect. Now, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the scale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support?
I get tired of people walking by me smoking or standing near me smoking. Ban it. It shouldn't be allowed. You know, it shouldn't be allowed. Just like marijuana in Pennsylvania is not allowed, which it should be. Cigarettes should have been banned years ago. But the lobbyists, tobacco companies,
do you strongly support a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes?
Yes.
Unless they contain virtual nicotine? Okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? And if that much more?
Ban it because, you know, that's why our healthcare is so screwed up, because people that get, you know, be smoking cigarettes, they get all these healthcare problems, and then who do you think pays for it?
So you definitely much more benefit, right?
Yeah, I mean, it should be out of society. Cigarette smokers should be out of society.
Normally. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now for you?
No, a top priority, because cigarettes are just...
Should be a top priority. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel it is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Number one, prohibition and approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring, which is the removal of nicotine, or imposing, which is the high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibit. Number two, harm reduction and approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes with switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or see, do not know and refuse to say.
Oh, well, that's a lot of information. I think the most banned all is a priority.
Okay. Got you. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Are you very concerned? So what concern?
I'm with that. I'm with that. I want them to get rid of all that stuff.
Right.
If it's not,
I totally understand you, but I would like to read you, which is the options, so you can tell me, okay? Your opinion is really important. Now, an immediate loss of over $45 billion. Right, I'm going to go quick right now. All immediate loss of over 45 billion. I'm sorry?
You got 2 minutes and I'm going.
All right. Immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the economy that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned. You don't know what to say?
So marijuana can replace those tax dollars, please.
Okay.
Bullshit.
Now, the creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned? Not at all? Not very concerned?
Not really. Just break some laws that would, like, people get fired or go to jail if they get caught.
Okay, now more dangerous products floating the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Not very concerned, not at all.
Stupid people that's going to do that is going to buy that black market stuff because they're either so caught up in being a cigarette smoker that they don't care if it's, you know, it's not regulated or whatever.
Okay, if I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using which is scaled from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement and 5 means that you so what and 0 means that you do not. So I will start with prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations that make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. 0 to 10. Do you agree to 10? It's agree. Do not agree at all. 0. And so what agrees? 5.
I do agree.
Currently agree. Now, America has, which is history of using unfair policies to increase, which is the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use tribal laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify where these disadvantaged communities should be improved. Banning this product will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. Is that 10 strongly agreed? 0 do not agree at all. 5 somewhat agree. Do not know or refuse to say. Agree. Now, third, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the abbreviation. When we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm education. 0 to 10?
Yeah, I guess so. Look, I got to go. I can't, you got to make these surveys shorter. You can't think of people's time like this.
I'm almost done, though. Should we go ahead and finish?
You got 1 minute, man. I'm serious.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over?
I do support. Yeah, I support that.
Okay, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I told you, I'm against cigarettes totally.
Okay.
The people in jail for that. Whatever question about cigarettes, I'm totally against it.
Okay.
Except for if they're going to ban people or they're going to put people in jail, I'm for that too.
Okay.
All right, we done?
Almost done, okay? Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, coffee, wine?
No, I don't drink.
Wine, no coffee, no wine, cigarettes, or e-vapor products?
No, I had a cup of coffee. I don't even drink coffee, but I had a cup of coffee yesterday. Just
soda
to keep me
Coke.
Woke. No,
soda
none of that
Coke.
Stuff. I don't,
cigarettes?
I don't drink it.
No. Pipe tobacco, obviously not. Cigars, nope. Oral nicotine punches, no. Liquor or spritz, no. Not burnt tobacco products, no. Beer,
no.
Smoking,
I don't drink.
Right. So, Okay, so what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm a 90. Just one more, two questions more. That'll be it.
What?
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school, some college, college graduate, post grade?
I got college.
Okay, you got some college? All right, cool.
Yeah.
Now, are you married, unmarried, single, separated, divorced, widowed?
Single, never been married, single.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or?
Have any kids.
And the following list describes you thinking your current economic situation is wealthy, helper, middle, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Middle class. And are you or a member of a household, a member of your union employee association? Does that apply you to someone in your household or both?
No, I live alone.
Does not apply? Okay. And how will you describe the area where you live, or even suburban, rural?
I live on the campus of the University of Pennsylvania, so it's really nice.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No, but I support them.
Okay, no worries. That will be all for today. Thank you very much. I wish you the best. Thank you for answering all the questions, sir. Have a good day, sir.
And you, by the way, Lord, you answer too many questions, and sometimes people can't really follow what you're saying because you're talking fast. I've got to do
okay.
Something about that.
Thank
really
you very much. No worries. I try to go faster for you. But, yes, totally understandable. Thank you very much. Be safe.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.